Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
If you win any title in any major wrestling company, you have totally smashed it. I think we all forget how hard that is. And if somebody told you this after you took your first bump, you'd be over the moon. They call that dreamland. Sometimes individuals do win a championship, though, and for whatever reason, it all goes weird. Usually nothing to do with them. And to sort it out once and for all, here's 10 odd one out wrestling champions. Number 10, Ember Moon. Go and watch Athena in Ring of Honor. She's so good and as the women's champion has made that show must see. WWE must have known this too because when she was in NXT she became the women's champion and everything seemed fine. All other title holders had gone on to smash it on the main roster too, but when Moon got her due, well, something didn't work. It was nothing to do with fan support as she always had that. I suppose if there's any reason, it comes down to injuries. Her elbow went in the 2019 Royal Rumble, which kept her out until TakeOver 31, where she did return and lost to Raquel Rodriguez. This was sort of surprising as it felt like she would benefit from another run, and eventually, WWE let her go. This was a silly decision, especially because, yeah, easily could have capitalized on this. We never really did. Number 9, Rick Steiner and Judy Bagwell. Here we go. It's WCW at its best. Or probably worst. But when Rick Steiner was one half the tag team champions and needed a new partner, somebody decided there was only one choice, Buff Bagwell's in-story mother, Judy Bagwell. Good grief. You'll surely remember her from the Judy Bagwell on a pole match, which I will never get over. And sadly, we never got to see this, because Rick then got hurt too, and that was that. The belts were vacated and won by Kurt Hennig and Barry Windham at Super Bowl 9. But do you know what this means? Judy was never beaten for her title. That's right. She also held this belt in the same year as the likes of Sting and Kevin Nash. But let's be honest, nobody ever came close to the Judester. What a mad and strange situation. Number 8, Vince McMahon. For what it means, if we did have a record book, it would read Tommy Dreamer, Sabu, Taz, McMahon. And 2, it pissed everybody off. That was the point, but still, and credit to the chairman of the board, he was so ridiculous. Couldn't help but appreciate it on some level. I think the major head rattle was that we had given this version of the ECW Championship to RVD at first because he had never held it in the late 90s, and from there it kind of just flew downhill. Bobby Lashley and The Big Show were okay, but not really in the spirit of the company. But when we got to Vinnie Mac, yes, I do believe this is called rock bottom. Number 7, Oklahoma. Oklahoma, if you don't know, was a character designed to mock Jim Ross. Because WCW lost its mind, in 2000 somebody decided to make him Cruiserweight Champion. And yes, you heard that right. There's no need to Google this either, because no, Oklahoma was not the correct weight limit. The real shock was how well World Championship Wrestling used to book this type of a wrestler. It was the reason to watch the show, what amazing talent was going to come in from Japan or Mexico. Still, come the sold-out pay-per-view, he did defeat Medusa for the title, and it absolutely sucked. Even if he only held it for 2 days. The real kicker is somebody then did realize he was overweight, so Oklahoma wasn't even defeated properly. I know we just joked about the best and worst of WCW, but this was bottom of the barrel stuff. Number 6, Goldberg. Alternatively though, this is why wrestling is the best. Goldberg was meant to be a one-off joke character that WWE could use to laugh at Goldberg. It's kind of petty, but whatever. Such was the Monday Night Wars. During the same period, Vince McMahon was pretending that the light heavyweight championship meant something too, but let's face it, it didn't. But because WCW was doing well in this regard, we're not allowed to just ignore it. A decent level of wrestler would lay claim to this too, including Jeff Hardy, Christian, and Dean Malenko, when the decision was made that nobody cared, so we put it around the waist of Goldberg. Furthermore, because WWE soon gave up on this belt, we basically forgot that he had it, so he holds the record for the longest reign. 453 days he was in possession of it, and in that time, he defended it twice. Number 5, David Arquette. Now, let's not get mad at David Arquette with this. He told WCW they were crazy for doing it, but they didn't listen. Vince Russo was convinced that the mainstream attention it would get was worth it, but really, it was just an act of desperation. World Championship Wrestling was clinging on in 2000, so they just threw everything at the wall. And all this really achieved was taking the big gold belt and killing any credibility it had left. Just 1 year prior, we'd seen on Hulk Hogan, Bret Hart, Sting and Ric Flair, which made it worse. But let's not forget that months after Dave finally dropped the thing, Russo himself claimed it. This was as bad as it sounds, and even me speaking about it right now puts a bad taste in my mouth. For Miss Kitty and Havina. If you have ever wondered why wrestling has a terrible reputation when it comes to the treatment of women, this should give you some evidence. Miss Kitty, or the Cat, had somehow won the women's title at Armageddon 1999 in a Four Corners evening gown match when she found herself feuding with Havina. And who is Havina, I hear you cry? Former manager Harvey Whippleman, wearing a wig and a dress. There was already a lot of raised eyebrows because Miss Kitty had flashed her breast during the pay-per-view, and what better way to follow that up than with a Lumberjill Show Bunny match? Once again, I promise you, I am not making this up. They scrapped in fake snow, and of course, Havina won, making this one of the most difficult back-to-back reigns ever. Number 3, Virgil. I watched Virgil winning the $1 million title from Ted DiBiase at SummerSlam 1991 all of the time. The reason it is mad, though, is because let's look at the lineage of that belt. The $1 million man created it because he felt like Jack Tunney had screwed him out of the real title. Again, Virgil getting the victory was awesome, but 3 months later, DiBiase beat him on a random show, and he won the damn thing back. 4 months later, it was then retired, making this a really strange moment in wrestling history, and it begs the question, how on earth did this happen? Number 2, Bret Hart. Everything about Bret Hart's 2010 WWE comeback was a little bit mad. But also, Hart was still very much suffering the effects of his concussion and stroke, so he was limited in what he could do. So when WWE booked him to win the United States title, well, what was going on? Now, let's not forget that the Hitman is one of the greatest wrestlers ever, but given at the time this belt was very much there to be defended on television, it felt like we were making things harder for ourselves than needed. It just seemed to make more sense to give this run to a David Hart Smith or Tyson Kidd with Bret in their corner, but instead Hart defeated The Miz and then vacated the thing 1 week later. There was a certain nostalgic wonder to this at the time, but now when you do go through it, yeah, maybe we shouldn't have done it. Number 1, Tessa Blanchard. This is even more crazy now, given what happened to Tessa Blanchard afterwards, but yeah, at one time, she was the Impact World Champion. She held the main men's title. It really is an amazing feat, given how we've already established how wrestling often treats women, and I would be up for this happening more if the situation made sense. As ever, it created a meltdown online, but it did put the promotion back in the headlines for a while. Maybe that's the point. Sadly, controversy wasn't far away, as soon after her big win, there were reports about racist and bullying incidents, which is totally not cool. Before long, Tessa was gone for good. Basically disappeared from the industry altogether. The real kicker was that Blanchard started to refuse to show up for tapings to defend her title, although to be fair, this was during the pandemic with Tessa traveling from Mexico. When she also apparently said no to pre-tape content though, Impact stripped her of the belt. Blanchard told them, well, that's fine, but it's going to cost you $150,000. So yes, this one doesn't take a genius, just a very difficult situation. If you enjoyed that video, please do click the one on the screen right now that is 10 surprise wrestling pops that shocked everyone. Like the video, share the video, and subscribe, and just make sure you have a wonderful little day. Thank you very much for your time. Take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you again on the next one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.